come true for me, you know, to come out and, you know, perform like I did all year round, and for our team to get to a bowl game for the first time in 8 years was just something truly special.
Now, you guys, you know, as far as what we see college football-wise, we're pretty Big 12 specific, you know. And your name didn't jump up off the radar on the radar until a couple games into the season, but your coach did a damn good job of hyping you up, and so did your school. And, you know, obviously your numbers helped too. And I remember seeing you. I'd seen you in the previous year, but the first time I really took notice of you was, I think it was your first conference game, and you had a couple of runs that, because I always just stereotype you, and I think it's just because you're a white guy, you know? Seriously, and you just don't see a lot of white running backs, and instantly you hear, well, he's just like John Riggins. And you had a run that I saw on the typical lead draw play that you guys run where you made a move on a guy and then ran over a safety, and I can't remember who the team was. I was like, holy crap. It was so impressive, and you continue to do that all year, and as much as people want to stereotype you as a white running back or whatever, you've gone above and beyond all that. You're now a running back, which has got to be the ultimate compliment for you.
Definitely. You know, like you said, all along, you know, people compare me to, you know, Mike Allstott, John Riggins,
yeah,
and, you know, all the white running backs. And as the season progressed, you know, I got more and more less, you know, he's a power back, he's a downhill runner, to, you know, he's a running back. And, you know, that's what makes, you know, this award truly special to me, is, you know, being recognized as the nation's top running back is, you know, a dream come true for me.
So it turned into, don't worry about what he